When I got the phone call asking would I preach today, I thought, oh, this will be easy. We'll preach about Thanksgiving. And then, wouldn't you know, I started thinking. Now, I don't know about you, but I've had Thanksgivings in years that were going really, really bad. I've had years when the thing I was most thankful for was the cherry pie that was going to come at the end of dinner. One of those years, Mom screwed up and bought two apple pies. And then, wouldn't you know, I got this stupid gluten-free condition and can't eat pie anyway. There's something about Thanksgiving that we right off think is going to be a wonderful holiday. But it isn't always, is it? And that can get kind of confusing at times. And as I thought that, I thought I would preach today on a set of verses that most often confuses me when I read them. Reading to you from the fourth chapter of Philippians, verses 4 to 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. May God bless to us this reading of His Word. I mentioned those verses confuse me. Right from the beginning, rejoice in the Lord always. How do we rejoice always? Doesn't Paul know what I've been through lately? And, you know, if I'm going to be honest, there are a lot of others in this church who have gone through worse than I have. Rejoice in the Lord. Always. Of course, if you stop and think about Paul, shipwrecked, lost at sea, beaten, run out of town, thrown into prison, persecuted. He's the one telling us, rejoice in the Lord always. How are you supposed to do that? Let's go on and see if Paul explains himself. The scripture I read says, let your reasonableness be known. The version I was writing this from says, let your gentleness be known to everyone. I hope I have this reputation for being kind and gentle and good-natured. If you think I do, talk to Jean. She'll tell you the nasty streak that I have in me. If I get mad, but I try to act nice in public. Do my best. Paul adds to this maybe a way that we can rejoice and be gentle. Remember, the Lord is at hand. Now, my twisted mind takes that in two ways. One, God is right here beside you, watching over you, caring for you. He's going to help you through all the problems of life. Take that with confidence and be ready. I said I'm twisted sometimes. The other way I hear this is, God's watching you. This is how you're supposed to act, and if you don't, He will know. Let's stick with the first one. Okay, God is there to help. Be anxious about nothing. Yeah, right. We're back to that rejoice always idea. Again, you can ask Gene to affirm this, but worrying is what I do best. Do that better than anything else. There are things that it is utterly impossible that they will happen to us, and I worry about them anyway. I am so anxious. The solution. In everything, by prayer and supplication, bring your requests to God. I see some of you looking in your Bibles, you will notice I skipped a word. Come back to that one. But Paul's advice is, how important it is that we share our lives with God. Whatever's going on in your life, whatever you're worried about, whatever right now is making you mad, share your problems with God. When in doubt, pray. In joy, or in sorrow, or in fear, pray. Share your life with God. According to Paul, those prayers standing in the presence of God are the source by which God can bring you peace. Have you ever been in one of those times of life when so many problems going on, so much busyness, so much stress, just everything? I've told Gene a few times, you know what I would really like next week? I would just like to be bored for a change instead of all this tension and excitement. Have you ever felt that way? Listen to Paul. Go to God in prayer and trust Him. That's the way to find peace. Now, let's go back to that word I skipped earlier. Paul tells us all these things that he wants us to do, we should do with thanksgiving. I have found there are two types of people in the world. Those who believe that there are two types of people and those who don't, right? Honestly, there are two extremes and a whole lot of people in between. But I have noticed there are two different ways to look at the world. Some look at the world and they see all the things they want and don't have. Others see all the things that they have and find the blessings in that. Some look at all the problems of the world. Natural disasters, wars, epidemics, so much pain in the world. And others, like Mr. Rogers used to tell us to do. See, the people going out among all those who are hurting and trying to help. The people who are with those who are suffering. Doing everything they can to ease the pain and help with the problems. Some look at the world and get angry. Or sad. Or just plain miserable. Others notice the blessings in the world. They find hope. Sometimes even joy. Some look at the world in fear. And some look at the world with thanksgiving. Paul tells us, look at the world with thanksgiving. You have about a half an hour to our Thanksgiving service together. And about 4 days till you do it with your family officially. Spend that time looking for the blessings God has placed in your life. Don't look for the things you want. Look at all the things you have. Look at your family and friends. And if you are grieving some, hold on to the blessed memories you have of times you shared with them. Notice the beauty of nature. Watch children playing in the neighborhood. Open your heart to the presence of God around you. When you pay attention to all the blessings in your life, all the things you have to be thankful for. It's what makes it possible to find peace. Makes it possible to rejoice. Let's pray. Oh God, we live in a world where every night the news tells us all the things that are going wrong. So easy to be afraid. So easy to be angry. So hard to find hope and love. Oh God, you still bless the world in that way every day. We just need eyes that can see it and know it. Oh God, bless us with eyes that see and ears that hear all the things you are doing in the world. All the places where others show love and grace. All the places where people rejoice. God, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.